Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talk more about that. Bottom of the hour, American League East report. Justin Tucker, now an ex-Raven. Question is he an ex-NFL kicker? Will he ever get to apply his trade? Should he in the NFL? And a lot of other things going on. Got rookie camps in Baltimore. Others coming up this weekend. OTAs in just a matter of weeks. Schedule gets revealed a week from today. Bob Eddie Vittis, Rado, Nolan McGraw. Let's bring in on a Wednesday, as we do every week, from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's happening?
I feel like I'm in a time machine. We got to beat the Go-Go's. That was the opening song of Fast Time at Richmond High in 1982.
I remember that.
And here we are.
You know, for the Orioles, it seems like it's Groundhog Day, the way things are going for them. But that's another topic that we'll get into later in this hour. Me and Vinny were just talking about this. If you look at the Pittsburgh-Cleveland quarterback situation roster-wise as it sits on May the 7th, and we don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, blah, blah, blah. And Cleveland, you know, they drafted 72 and brought in 50 more. Who's got the better, air quotes, situation today at QB? Who would you be more comfortable with? Are you Kevin Stefanski or Mike Tomlin with what you have at that spot?
Right. Would you rather die by firing squad or jumping out of an airplane?
100 million paper cuts.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. The good news for the rest of the AFC North is that neither one of these teams are winning the division. So if you're a Bengals fan or Ravens fan, you have nothing to fear. But Mason Rudolph has some familiarity with what they're doing. He left before they got Arthur Smith in there. But he's been in the organization. Cleveland, you feel better in the sense that Joe Flacco had some success 2 years ago with Kevin Stefanski, and Kevin Stefanski is really good at his job, but there's just a lot of questions around the pass catchers and the offensive line consistency in Cleveland. I'll hesitantly go with Pittsburgh, but I don't feel great about it. I mean, every year they win more games than they lose, but every year if they get to the playoffs, they lose in the first round in convincing fashion. So they got to figure out the quarterback situation, and getting rid of one of your best players, while I understand it, doesn't help things in the short term with George Pickens.
You think Harmon helps him stop the run? Because that was at the end of the year, they couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, that was at the time I was a little confused by the pick, but only because I talked to a couple teams, Finney, that had some injury concerns with him and thought he might drop. But he's exactly what they're looking for. My comp for him was Keanu Benton, who's been really good going into year three now, the former second round pick. So I think he does solve some problems. And people, as much as we want to talk about the need at quarterback, which is real, to your point, that defense no-showed last month of the season when they lost five straight or whatever it was. The offense wasn't great, but the defense historically, which had helped them out, did not do that. And I think they had a pretty good draft in that respect. Jack Sawyer in round four feels like another sort of Steelers-type player that can help them, probably more against the run than as a pass rusher.
Now, do you think the Bengals did enough defensively to improve? I mean, I like their offensive talent, but I mean, can the last year the defense couldn't stop anybody?
In a word, no. I mean, they drafted Shamar Stewart, who's the first guy you want off the bus, but is he going to be Miles Murphy 2.0,
no.
who they drafted 3 years ago and hasn't done really a whole bunch since? And I understand Trey Hendrickson's 30 years old. Trey Hendrickson's 3 months younger than T.J. Watt, who's, I would imagine, about to get a new deal. And if you're a Steelers fan, you are quite familiar with Trey Hendrickson because he harassed every quarterback he's faced in the last few years. So I don't know why there's a disconnect there. Because if they lose Trey Hendrickson, Joe Burrow's going to have to score 50 points a game. And we saw that last year, and they still didn't make the playoffs and struggled for the first half of the season. So I don't think they did enough. I didn't love their draft, and maybe I'm proven wrong.
I didn't either.
Their best pick was Dylan Fairchild, the third-round pick, who's probably going to start at the interior offensive line. But to your point, he doesn't play defense, so I don't know where the solutions are to the questions there.
Ryan, would it be safe to say that the Ravens roster right now, their starting 22, is probably better than anybody else's?
Yep. In fact, I love their draft. I love the Bills draft. The concern with those two teams, because we know who their bugaboo is, the Chiefs had an outstanding draft, too. So all three teams probably got better to similar amounts. But the only issue I have with the Ravens, and you can't solve every problem in the draft, I just want to figure out what the wide receiver position is going to be, because Bateman caught a ton of touchdowns last year. Zay Flowers, when he's locked in, he's really good. But DeAndre Hopkins, what are you getting in him? And, you know, Lamar Jackson's the MVP for a reason, or probably should have been last year, has been historically. And I feel fantastic about their defense. I mean, the fact they have Malachi Starks next to Kyle Hamilton feels illegal. And then they got Mike Green in the second round, who was a first-round talent just with the off-field stuff. So my only concern is just the wide receivers at this point, but that's not a huge, huge issue at this point for me.
Hey, Ryan, did you know that – because when I went out there Sunday, I didn't know Emory Jones Jr. had been hurt. Did you know that he – and I talked to Pat Kerwin yesterday, who watched him at the Senior Bowl and said he didn't know that he had gotten hurt.
Had not heard that, and I watched him in the fall, and I kept trying to talk myself into him being a right tackle. He just didn't look as good or as consistent as Will Campbell on the right side. And then the conversation is, well, if he's, you know, waist bending and getting beat and getting ragdolled, move him inside. I thought he was a really good player the year before, and he's an athlete and moves well and huge and all that other stuff. So that's – and a lot of times when these guys aren't playing up to the level we think they're supposed to from 1 year to the next, it's typically injuries that we don't know about and we find out about, or something else going on. So I'm glad to hear that that's what it was. And again, it feels like the Ravens getting a steal on a guy who was third round pick, I believe.
Yeah, he was the end of the third.
Who could have been a top 50 guy had he been healthy and played like we had seen him play previously.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you think that Tyler Loop will be the kicker for the Ravens, or do they got to add a veteran too, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, we know who it's not going to be, I suppose. And I don't know who the kicker's going to be. I didn't watch 1 second of Tyler Loop last draft season, I'll be honest with you. But clearly they liked him enough to draft him, and I would imagine that was, it's not very often, and we've talked about this before, you just asked Andy Smith who he should take, and you go with that. But it's not very often that you probably devote some serious resources to the kicking position, given that you have what would have been a future Hall of Famer, but here we are. So I think he's going to be given every opportunity. A lot of times these young kickers come in, and it feels like they're so much more consistent and the legs are so much stronger than they were 20, 25 years ago that sometimes these guys stick.
What'd you think of Buffalo, Ryan? Because you're up there. What'd you think of the Bills? Because they tried to get bigger, to help them stop the run.
Yeah, I love what they did. I love what they did, and I don't know if they said it to Josh Allen or not, but they showed it with their draft and that the first five picks were all defensive guys, and then their other fifth-round pick, I believe, the second one, was the best blocking tight end in this draft class. So they didn't go out looking to fix an offense that really doesn't need a bunch of fixing. They signed Josh Palmer, which I think helps out Keon Coleman. They don't have a burner. I mean, they have Khalil Shakir, but they don't have a legit number two guy who can stretch the field. And maybe they don't need that because they literally have everything else. And I think this defense is one step closer to, just like the Ravens, one step closer to being able to compete in the biggest game of the season in late January when they go up against, either the Ravens or the Chiefs. It feels like what we see every year. So, yeah, this is my favorite draft class, and the Ravens and the Chiefs were 2 and 3, I believe.
Now, Ryan, the draft next year is Pittsburgh, the following year in D.C., and we were talking about it. Would Baltimore ever get the draft?
Why not? You have the waterfront. It's beautiful down there. And here's what, if you can have it in Green Bay, I think you can have it anywhere. And by that, I mean it's a small market, the smallest market, I would imagine. And they pack it in. And it is amazing to me. I've been, now that I have a little more time in my hands, I've been watching just sort of these random draft coverages from back in the day, like 2010, 2011, when they were all at Radio City and they all had it self-contained. And the biggest thorn in the side of Roger Goodell was a couple hundred Jets fans booing him every time he walked on the stage. And now we literally have hundreds of thousands of people at these events that are just an old timer reading a name off a card, and we've made it into this must-see television. So I think every NFL city is on the table because late April, the weather's not bad anywhere. So I would certainly think that would be a team that would have a good case to having the draft come there.
Yeah, now he's got 100,000 people booing him, like we saw a couple of weeks ago in Green Bay. Real quick for you, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. What former Steeler quarterback is going to have a better year in New York, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, boy. I'll go with Russ just because he's a little better pushing the ball down the field. I want to see Justin show some improvement, which we have not seen yet on those intermediate and deep balls. But if they fashion the offense for him correctly in New York for the Jets, he could certainly be successful. But I'll go with Russ for now.
How many mock drafts in this 06 are you, or 26, rather?
I have one coming up at the end of the month. I told him I couldn't do one last week. I said I got to at least start watching these kids. So I'm watching some of these quarterbacks. It's a little ride.
You poor SOB. Oh. He's Ryan Wilson.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.